This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. Unfortunately, we had another death released yesterday. A person, a male in his 60s. There were 23 confirmed cases. These statistics are just that. They're stats on a piece of paper. You and I have talked about this before. It is hard to put a name and a story and a family together with this information. It's been the one thing in my mind since day one that has helped to sort of dehumanize this to people, is that these people are dying as strangers.
Well, Brian, one thing to really pay attention to, Dr. Ryan Jennings, who's the chief medical officer at St. Mary's, was addressing our team huddle the other day, and he said, you know, we were talking about the numbers, and he said, you know, in the beginning, the greatest threat was to our older population, okay, so our people over 70, and our elderly, those in assisted living, in nursing homes, et cetera, they were at the greatest risk because they had so many health issues, but they are predominantly taken care of. They have been vaccinated now. We've lost a lot of them, but they have been vaccinated. They are safe. What we're seeing now is the sick people who come into the hospitals, the sick people who are admitted, the people who are dying are in their 60s and 50s. And we're also starting to see a lot of children who are sick. And that is not good, but that should be a big red flag that, okay, we have tackled our most vulnerable. They are safe. They are taken care of. They are protected. But that doesn't mean the rest of us are. So it is another example of why we need to really, really encourage people to do the right thing, get the vaccine, because you don't want this spreading. And, you know, you and I have talked. If you're a parent and your kid is a football player or a soccer player or in show choir, the things that you live for when they're in middle school and high school because you're so excited and so proud of them, you know, those things can be taken away because the season ends. I think had we had this vaccine last year prior to football season, I think we would have seen a lot more people encouraging others to get the vaccine because it's really impacting the things that are most important to them in their lives. And so I'm hoping, you know, we're pretty close to allowing those 12 and over to get the vaccine. It's not yet, but that's the next move. We can now do those 16 and up can have Pfizer, and they're working on whether, you know, when it can go to younger kids. We're really, really hopeful that before the school year that we are able to do that so we can keep kids in school. We can have, you know, Friday night football. We can have dance team and soccer and, you know, girls and boys basketball. We want to be able to do those things. We want to see our grandkids. We want to see, you know, nieces, nephews, and our children able to have those things that really matter when you're young.
And you know, the mayor, the tough thing for me if we were talking about polio or smallpox, you know, or rubella or even the mumps or the measles, you know, these are diseases that killed hundreds of thousands of people every year that was basically eradicated and wiped out by vaccinations. Overall, vaccines in our lives, you are more likely to be killed by a dog than you are a vaccine. That is scientific fact. Yet today, for whatever reason, and I think it's a perfect storm of reasons, and everyone has a different opinion on it, we're treating this differently. This virus, this COVID-19 virus, has killed more people than Americans died in World War II. Why isn't this the ultimate fight for us?
Brian, I just don't know. And, you know, if you know how crummy you feel when you have a really bad cold, you know, where your whole body hurts and aches, and I don't really, you know, cold and flu kind of get in there together. But if you could just take a pill and make it stop or keep you from getting it in the winter, I think we would all do that. But there's this huge hesitancy, and this is a deadly virus that can spread quickly. There's that, and then you look at other things that people do. They buy CBD oils, and it's going to be some miracle thing, and they ingest these, and they, you know, put them on their body. And I don't think those are nearly as regulated as this vaccine has been. You know, people smoke pot, which is now legal. Good for them. But how regulated is that? I mean, I don't know. How you know, is that safe, but yet you're not going to get a vaccine? I mean, the things that you can order online, I don't care if it's your Viagra that you get online. How do you know that that's really safe? But yet you're not going to take a vaccine? I just don't understand the argument. We've you know, the FDA is really strict on this stuff, and they've been extremely cautious with this vaccine, extremely cautious, like over the top in some respects. And we should all be thankful for that. They paused that Johnson & Johnson vaccine immediately. And we do many more things that are much riskier every day than that vaccine. And this is the thing that will get us back to normal. We all want to be back to normal. I'm so sick of wearing masks, I could scream, but I'm going to do it. You know, it's just, we just have to get there.
Tiny point of clarity there. You were not saying my Viagra. You were saying that in general.
No, just for in general purposes. But, you know, because you can order just about anything. I don't even know what country some of this stuff comes from now.
I know. And part of the problem, to be serious, that we've seen a huge drug overdose increase in this, and that is just like you said, people are buying things that they have no idea how much fentanyl is in it, and you're seeing, you know, not purposeful suicides, but overdose deaths have increased dramatically during the COVID crisis.
And the other thing that I don't really think we've even touched the tip of the iceberg on is what this has done to mental health. I think people who had some underlying issues are now really, really, really struggling. You know, the kids. I think so much is internalized when you're a teenager anyway. And to have gone through what we've gone through in the past year and a half, the trauma of this, I'm talking about, you know, regular middle class kids who, you know, lost out on everything that they wanted to do in high school. So then you take the kids that, you know, had traumatic lives anyway, and you isolate them from the people who they look forward to every day, their teachers and their friends. And I think there is a much bigger hangover that's coming from COVID that we have not begun to address. And folks, we're not going to address it until we make the country safe. And we start, step one is going to be this vaccination and getting people done and ready. I mean, Chicago is ready to reopen. They want to have everything back to normal as much as possible by, you know, July. And that's what Mayor Lightfoot is calling for. Well, to do that, we've got to get many, many, many more people vaccinated. That's the answer. You want to travel? Get vaccinated.
Do you think, what do you hear, you know, from the business leaders in the community, from anyone? I mean, how much peer pressure will be applied in a natural way, meaning offices that are going to require, you know, we talked about this morning, you know, at least one NFL team GM saying that they would consider cutting a player who wasn't vaccinated because that one player makes them have to do everything completely different than they would have to do if he wasn't there. How much of this will be a natural pressure based on your daily life?
Well, some companies are doing incentives, and we've talked about that a little bit earlier this week, whether it's financial or a donut or something or other, or some day off or that sort of thing. Other companies are very, very concerned because the population in those companies have not been as responsive to getting the vaccine, even though it's available, as I think leadership expected. And so I think the first wave of people who actually go back to work, you're going to have to be vaccinated. Those that are in, you know, office buildings that were, you know, sent home a year ago. Because their employees are their biggest investment, really, because employees cost a lot, and training them and keeping things running. They want their employees to be healthy and able to do their jobs, and they don't want anybody causing another infection. I think there will be some companies that say, okay, if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming back in this building. And for some people, that's going to be okay if their lifestyle is that they can work from home and their work life is they can do it from home, then that may just be their choice. So I think there will be some companies that mandate it. Flu shots have been mandated in healthcare for a number of years. I mean, probably, I know at least over 10, if not longer than, I know it's been longer than that. But for healthcare workers, you've got to have like a medical excuse or a religious excuse if you don't get the flu shot. And the healthcare industry has not yet mandated this as something. And, you know, I don't think the health industry has gotten as vaccinated as we expected them to. So because, you know, I think nationally it's somewhere around 55%. And I could be off on that number because Ryan and I haven't looked at it in a while. But, you know, so you look at other industries where people work together closely. These variants are stronger than you think. And as they pick up speed and they, you know, do what these things do, where they mutate and they become something else to fight back. I mean, we've got to get a handle on this, or we're not going to get back to normal.
Mayor, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. We'll talk with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.